This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 100,000 Belarusians took to the streets in the capital of Minsk on Sunday in one of the biggest protests yet against President Alexander Lukashenko after he claimed victory in a disputed election last month that his opponents say was rigged. Police say they detained more than 400 protesters in Minsk, with arrests continuing into the evening, with public outrage building against Lukashenko, who has ruled the former Soviet bloc nation for 26 years. Russia said it would support him by sending paratroopers to Belarus for so-called Slavic Brotherhood joint drills. Lukashenko has rejected claims the election was rigged and contends that foreign powers are behind the protests. The Interfax Russian news agency reported that shots were fired into the air to keep protesters away from an area of Minsk where the Belarusian leadership lives. The unrest came as Lukashenko prepared to travel to Russia on Monday for talks with President Vladimir Putin. Moscow has expressed support for Belarus, potentially restructuring its debt and offering to send in Russian riot police if needed. 7 weeks ahead of the U.S. national elections, President Donald Trump is contending he's done, in his words, an incredible job dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. Even as about 35,000 new infections and 1,000 deaths a day are being recorded in the United States, Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter Sunday, deaths and hospitalizations way down. Trump's Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, last week in a speech in Michigan, called the president's moves a life and death betrayal of the American people. Last week, journalist Bob Woodward released audio tapes of the president privately acknowledging he was aware of the seriousness of the virus, but downplaying it in public. VOA News.